This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I saw an article titled "The False God of Feelings." It made me think about a conversation I was having with a group of friends of mine, and we were talking about developing these various programs, TV projects, and everything this particular gentleman was talking about, and he's in his late 60s, maybe 70s, vibrant guy, you know, really cool cat, you know, love being around him, and everything he talked about was from, you know, this very conservative perspective. And he, I looked at the TV production they did, and I go, guys, that's boring. I went, where's the multimedia? Where's all this going on? Where's the ticker tape running below? Where's the picture in picture and all this? And he was like, well, that's distracting. And I said, yeah, for your generation. I go, who are you trying to reach? You trying to reach the Geritol, the Lawrence Welk watchers? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Three very talented guys. A guy who worked in Hollywood for decades is a production guy. The host is one of the wealthiest people I know, and he's a radio TV guy from years gone by. Still looks good. He's 70 years old. I swear he looks like he's 50. And the other guy was a guy who put the piece together and all that. All guys in their 60s and 70s. And They're proud of this production. And I said, guys, that production will go nowhere. You won't get 250 people to watch it. And I go, look at the energy you put into it. Great interview, by the way. Talking about Nepal and poverty and all these different things. And he interviewed a millennial. And so I said, do you understand that the kids of today, and so the first thing my buddy goes, well, are you trying to want us to reach millennials? I said, no, I don't give a crap about millennials. I'm talking about people who are now having our sensibilities tested. I said, right now as we sit here and speak, I'm looking at all of you, and I could be giving you each directions, and you're paying attention to me. You are stuck in the idea that you're only able to do one thing, but you're doing many, many things right now. All of you are watching me. And I said, and I told them of an interview I had at Xerox where three people interviewed me and they talked simultaneously. And for an hour, I would have to listen to three conversations and answer them. Well, let me get to your question first because it's the easiest. Bam. Now, you asked me, Gene, about such and such. Bam. And while I'm doing that, another person starts to talk. Then I answer the next person, et cetera. And when I finished interviewing, I called my brother, who was an executive at Xerox, and I said, why? I said, that was the strangest interview I've ever done in my life. I can't believe these people were over talking to each other. He goes, we do that intentionally. I said, what? Keep in mind, this is in the 80s. He says, we do that intentionally. We want to know, can you multitask? Can you listen to different things and get? And I was like, really? Because no other interview that I've been, it was one-to-one. A person asked you a question, then the next person, then the next person. That was the only interview I had. So then I relate to these gentlemen a story where I said, my oldest son, was an intern at Google, and he said, Dad, if I was sitting at the table, not while we're in a meeting, not working on my cell phone, I got chastised. I said, get out. He goes, no. At Google, while things are going on, they expect you to be solving problems. If somebody says they have a problem, you're sending an email right then and there to take care of it. I said, I want you to imagine while we three gentlemen sit here, I'd be on my smartphone responding, doing things. Ron says to me, the buddy I'm talking about, he goes, Kevin, I'd be insulted. He goes, I'd stop and just let you finish. I said, that's not the way of the world anymore. I said, and if you don't believe me, look at how you are assessing information. You too are on Twitter. You're on Facebook. You're on your smartphone. You've got TVs up. And you're listening to people. You just think that things are going the way that you want it to go because you're stuck in the false god of feelings. That was the reason for this whole thing. The false god of feelings. The production you made, you looked at it and went, this is awesome. It is the false god of feelings. It is the very same thing that got Hillary Clinton beaten on election night, November the 8th of 2016. The false god of feelings. When I sit here on this radio show and talk to you about different things, I'm not trying to give you that, yeah, this is what I feel. No doubt about it. But I'm not going to get it right every time. I'm not trying to say that. But here's what I will tell you. It's based on good quality analysis, some idea of what I think is going on, looking at the temperature of the water and making a determination of, do I want to go in? And that's why I'm going to get it right more than I get it wrong. It's the same way in management consulting. You go into a company, it isn't what they tell you, it's what they don't tell you. It isn't what somebody says, is what they don't say. It's the innuendo underneath the things that these people are talking about. Rarely will somebody tell you, this is the way it is. It's rare. You go into a company, they'll give you the highlights, things you can read in an annual report or things that you've seen on TV or whatever. They're not going to tell you the underlying issues. That is the secret. And it may not be, I'm not talking about the corporation secret. That's the individuals within the corporations, their secrets, how they don't give a crap about what the corporate makes because they get paid on a divisional basis or whatever it may be. There's a multitude of reasons why people aren't upfront about what their motives are and things like this, because they don't want you to know. You have to be able to discern it. And so the false god of feelings is when you look at it and go, I've done this 1,000 times. Here's the way it works. No, it works differently every time. You need to resign yourself to that. And the beauty of what we do, it's not based on emotion. When I come on this radio show or go on TV or wherever and talk about the things that are bothering me, it is not an emotional thing. It is based on things that I've looked at and discerned and read between the lines. And that's why I try to help you connect the dots. It is the false god of feelings that get people in trouble. Ask questions. Be probing. Don't ask direct questions. I was talking to a friend of mine who has a way of everything is she's a hammer and everything's a nail. And I said, you got to stop that. You got to become more clever about how you go at these different things. And I was so happy that I think she got it. She's going to be a powerful person in politics, but she's got to change her style. This is true of many people. You can be powerful around the people that know you, but you may have to adjust your style. And part of that is you cannot believe in the false god of feelings. What you believe doesn't mean that it's going to be that way. And by the way, what you believe may not be you looking at yourself holistically. It may be that you're stuck in a way that you see yourself and you refuse to see that you really have evolved. Like my 70-year-old friends, they and you are closer to millennials than you probably think.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Southwest 4th and Taylor in downtown Portland. This 7-Eleven here is a popular spot for many.
I come in here about 6:45 in the morning.
Almost every day?
Almost every day.
This guy did not want to share his name, but says just about every time he stops by the convenience store, he's greeted by a crowd of homeless people outside.
Some of them are sleeping, some of them are just smoking cigarettes, and some of them are smoking other things.
No smoking on this day, not even a bunch of people. Maybe it was the chill in the air, but more than likely, it was this. Hear that high-pitched squealing sound? People on the street sure do.
Just, it kind of makes my jaw hurt, and it's just really a high-pitched sound that is really annoying.
The piercing sound appears to be coming from that box mounted above the 7-Eleven sign. It's unclear how long the sound's been playing, but the idea is to clear out the homeless.
There's frequencies that could damage people, like hurt people.
While he does not agree with the tactic, others have mixed feelings.
It just feels offensive slightly, because I just don't think you should treat people like
insects, but, you know, something's got to be done.
The owners of the building where 7-Eleven is located agree. Standard Insurance Company released this statement. It reads, "Our goal is to protect the safety of our employees, tenants, and guests in a location that has been consistently plagued by public drug use and menacing behavior. The sound is a safe tool to help address the problems that have persisted at this location."
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So here's a business in Portland, Oregon, one of the biggest liberal enclaves in the world, certainly in America. And they encourage the homeless problem. And a business is forced to do something that says, in order to protect my patrons, and in order to protect my business, I have to put this stupid, annoying sound up to keep homeless people away. Now, this is a problem that is happening in every major city in America, and it is being brought on by leftists who don't want these homeless people to get jobs. They don't want them to get off of welfare. They don't want them to improve their lots in life. They don't want them to get help through psychiatric help and counseling. They don't want them to get help through any type of medical assistance in any way, shape, or form. All they want is more of them. And then, here's some irony for you. The city creates this problem, then puts the problem on the backs of the police. The police are the people that they don't like, that they don't like black folks, don't like, you know, whatever, don't like the homeless. In the case of Portland, Oregon, they have a black police chief. And here's what he has to say. And this is they go into more than just his statement, but here's what he's talking about with respect to the very problem that he's been forced to deal with that's now been laid in his lap.
From City Hall, we've got an edict at times not to enforce laws certain places due to the fact that homeless people are on the sidewalks or in the parks or different places. And that's not consistent and it's not fair.
City officials have declared a homeless crisis in Portland. Tonight, the Portland Police Union says they've been told not to enforce certain laws when it comes to the homeless. As a result, the leader of the Portland Police Union says our city has become a cesspool.
It is perhaps the harshest criticism yet on Mayor Ted Wheeler's homeless policies. It comes in reaction to the mayor's comments about policing the homeless and a possible implicit bias and profiling by Portland cops.
Last month, our news partner, The Oregonian, released a study showing about half of the arrests made in 2017 were of homeless people, who make up just 3% of Portland's population.
Staggering statistic. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Half the people that they arrest are made up of homeless people who represent only 3% of the population. And for the left, they don't see a problem. It's ridiculous, folks. Look at any of the policies in these cities and you see where it's headed. It is a death spiral. 3% of the people are committing 50%, well, I'm not going to say 50% of the crimes, but they're responsible for 50% of the arrests. What are they doing? I mean, it's an ecosystem of its own. Let me tell you what they do. They break into cars. They break into houses. They break into businesses. Now, when they break into your car, they smash your window. So then your insurance company and or a glass company get some business. This is what government loves. They love the bureaucracy of this underground business, this underground black market ecosystem. It's generating money. It's keeping money through society. They love the programs. They love to tell you how many people they've helped by creating more people they need to help. It's an endless cycle. But, I mean, I want you to understand, this is not a Republican-generated problem. You have nothing to do with this. You know what you would do? You would start solving this problem. The same way Rudy Giuliani did with New York, where he says, look, who wants to come here? Who would want to live in a city where you got homeless all over the place? Businesses are forced to use rat, you know, we used to have these high-pitched things that would get rid of rodents in the country. And you'd plug them in and it would be pss, pss, pss. Now, you couldn't hear that, but it was a high-pitched sound and it supposedly chased out all the rodents from any particular area. I don't know if it worked, but I know this, that 7-Eleven that has that high-pitched sound, it was annoying enough, and I watched the video, there's nobody standing there. And let me tell you what's going to happen with that guy. Somebody's going to sue him. This is the business owner who's trying to protect his patrons and his business. Somebody's going to sue him. You already heard one guy in the video clip. He goes, I don't think it's the right thing to do. I don't think it's very, you know, it's humane. I think it's treating people like animals. They're treating people like what they are. It's animals that are breaking into businesses, breaking into homes, robbing people, smoking pot on the street, defecating and you know what else, right there, you know, wherever they are. It's ridiculous. And look, I'm not trying to say I'm not sympathetic with the plight of the homeless. I'm just saying, how about we start looking at ways to solve the problem? There's a friend of mine, his name is Ted, and Ted voluntarily lived as a homeless guy, and I want to bring Ted on because he can be very insightful in this. But here's my point, the bigger point. Democrats don't want to solve the homelessness problem any more than they want to solve the violence problem, any more than they want to solve the border problem. Democrats don't solve problems. Democrats exacerbate problems because that's where the money is. They create them. And that's, if you come at it from that mentality, it makes it very clear for you. Somebody turn that printer off. It makes it very clear to you what they're, how to figure them out. See, we come at things as conservatives, well, there's a problem, let's go fix that. And you have to understand, it's like a man and his mate. Let me tell you, when your wife brings you a problem, she doesn't want you to fix it. She just wants to tell you about the problem. Now you're going, but why won't you fix it? That's not my issue. I'm not trying to make this a male-female thing, and I know there are people out there, Kevin, that's a misogynist statement. I don't care what you think. You get my bigger point. That there are those among us who say, look, let's stop reiterating the problem and exacerbating the problem and let's fix it. And there are those that say, I just want to explain the problem. Well, we're not about explaining the problem. This is a serious issue that needs to be tackled. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence addressing a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day.
Americans gather to honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes and to assure their families that we will never forget and we will never fail to honor the service and sacrifice of their loved ones.
The Vice President was joined by other administration officials, including Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. President Trump is continuing his state visit to Japan. He held a joint news conference with Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The alliance between the United States and Japan is a cornerstone of stability and prosperity in the region and all around the world. The Prime Minister and I continue our close consultation in pursuit of peace and security.
The President returns to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2.13% fee to receive is discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Great article on LA's homeless. And I read this. It was in the Hollywood Reporter, and I said, man, this is one of those. This is what makes me enjoy radio. These types of articles. And I know it sounds weird, but I'm saying explaining the situation that leftists create for themselves using their own stuff. I love this. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Could not be more happy to be with you. Seriously. So much going on in the world for us. We got a lot of great things happening. I'm enlisting many of you to come and join us in our cause. We're going to be looking for state coordinators for Tea Party Community. It's a volunteer role at first, but I promise you it will be a paying role soon. So if you're interested in that, we'd love to have state coordinators. And we're going to target battleground states, but we'll set up in any state, even where there's a bunch of leftists. We need to be, I'm not trying to take over California and Massachusetts and Oregon just yet, but we will. We'll win them back. I have a strategy for it. So if you're interested, I'd love to get you on the team and get moving. But I'm going to let you know, we're focused on the battleground states. We're going to focus on Arizona. We're going to focus on Colorado, Pennsylvania, Michigan, places like that. But we need you. And if you know of people that want to be part of the cause, get them involved. Guys, I promise you, we have a strategy to win. But anyway, I want to talk about this article. It was in the Hollywood Reporter, and here's what they said. With swelling transient encampments abutting seven-figure homes, the beachside enclave, they're talking about Venice Beach, has emerged as a flashpoint for the inequality shaping Los Angeles and a real-world test case for liberal ideology of the area's showbiz residents. I got to tell you, nothing makes me more happy than to watch liberalism die on itself, on its own weight. Understand what's happening. In the Venice Beach area of California, which doesn't consider itself to be bourgeois, like Pacific Palisades, right? They are struggling with the idea of all of these transients coming in and setting up tent cities right by these seven-figure homes, these million-dollar-plus homes. Now, keep in mind, a million-dollar-plus home in California isn't what it is in Tennessee, but it's still a nice place. And you put that kind of coin down because you don't want a bunch of people or a bunch of riffraff around you. You got a million-dollar house. You probably got a gate around it. You probably feel like you could walk or run and jog and take the pets out and things like that. Huh, not in California. Did you hear me? I'm like, little girl. Not in California. Here's what this goes on to say. After the first attack, Randy Osborne figured it was just his turn. Tire slashing in his East Venice Beach neighborhood had become commonplace. But when his vintage Land Rover was hit a sixth time in the course of a few months, Osborne, who runs a small virtual reality company and has lived in Venice for 7 years, began to worry he's being singled out. It may have been random, but it sure felt targeted and concentrated, said Osborne, who now protects his tires each night with a jury-rigged plywood and chain contraption that so far has deterred the assailants. Every time he takes his family out of town, he worries about his house being robbed. It's not a very fun way to live, he says. A lot of residents within Osborne's 15-block area just east of Lincoln Boulevard, where actor Viggo Mortensen owns a home, and director Jon Favreau is opening a production studio, have similar stories. And though they can't say for sure, Osborne and others suspect the crime is tied to several homeless encampments that have sprung up nearby in the past 15 months. So let me stop there. You have homeless people, last 15 months, encouraged by the state. They're looking across at these people, these leftists, who have essentially given control of their state to bureaucrats. And they're seeing them in their Land Rovers and building their businesses and their studios. And you know what these homeless people have been told? They're entitled. Why are you driving a Land Rover? Why are you living in the big house? Why are you eating, you know, glorious food every single day? And I have to look across at you from my tent. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to slash your tires. And the circle of life, the circle of life continues. The rich guy goes out, buys new tires. You know who's happy? The tire manufacturer. He's very happy. Because six times this guy's gone in to get new tires, and the dude's doing, man, what are you doing with these tires? Are you on a track and just doing donuts or what? Nope. The circle of life. Homeless people saying, I see your riches. By the way, $1 million home in L.A. doesn't make you rich. $1 million income in L.A. doesn't make you rich. But guess what? Homeless people see them as rich, entitled. They create what I'm getting at here, folks, is these people created their own problems. And here's what they said. Los Angeles is grappling with a homeless epidemic. It's the worst human catastrophe in America, says Andy Bales, a pastor who runs Union Rescue Mission on Skid Row. Faced with a growing crisis, city leaders last year budgeted more than $100 million for affordable housing, addiction treatment, job placement, and mental health facilities. And yet, as LA's real estate prices soar, so does the city's homeless population. By the way, to be declared poor in California, this was like 3-4 years ago, you could earn $137,000 and be poor, be living in poverty. That's how bad that place has become. Guys, you want to talk about a bubble ready to burst. I've seen these shows, Million Dollar Listing LA. And of course, these houses are stunning. They're stunning. They say, this house is $40 million. I saw a house that listed for $40 million. It's like 10,000 square feet. And it was really nice. You can build a building. I'm talking about a magnificent building that is exponentially larger in square footage for that kind of money. But people pay for that for their private residences. That's how much the land value in certain areas is. It's ridiculous. So anyway, they got a homeless epidemic. They spent $100 million in housing, addiction treatment, job placement, mental health. But because of the prices in L.A., these people are still homeless. Keep in mind, some of these people have jobs. They just can't afford to live anywhere. One of the biggest explosions right now in L.A. are tiny homes. These homes that are less than 400, 350, 400 square feet that could be, for all intents and purposes, in one of these containers. Have you seen these container homes? I saw them in Las Vegas. These container homes. It's amazing. But anyway, that, all this stuff is being done because in places like L.A., people can't afford. You just want a postage stamp land and a postage stamp place, and that's it. So we're squeezing them closer and closer together. Anyway, that, they got a homeless epidemic. So they say, nowhere have the twin forces of an inaccessible housing and inequality created a more explosive mix than Venice Beach, a hotbed of entertainment executives and talent where the median home price, get this, $1.9 million. Many of these residents, they say, are now grappling with quality of life issues that defies their own liberal ideals. I come back to liberalism spinning in on itself. See, here, let me just explain conservatism in the way of housing. When I was a kid, I grew up poor. Now, we weren't dirt poor, but we were poor. And I knew the difference between my house and the house that the people that my family worked for. One of their houses was over 7,000 square feet, multiple bedrooms, multiple bathrooms. I mean, it was a lodge. It was like, wow. And this is a place they just visited occasionally. So I saw that. I went to two or three of their other homes and just went, you've got to be, these people have multiple homes that my house could fit in five times. And they're at each of them for a small amount of time. It was mind blowing to me. But that's the way they live. But here's the difference. I said to myself, there's a strata. I don't like the strata I'm in. I want to get to a certain strata. So I ended up buying a house in a nice area of Texas, lived not too far from Deion Sanders and Aikman and many other, you know, professionals. It was a gated community. I mean, it's a beautiful place. Now, there were people that were still living higher than I was. Some of them were friends of mine. But I had gotten to a strata. And I went, this is where I want to live. And if there had been a homeless encampment there, I would have been fighting against. I wouldn't care if it was full of black people. I would have been, get them black people out of here in these tents. I have fought to get up to this strata, and I don't want to be anywhere near them. And that's true of anybody. Even black folks will tell you this. We come back, I want to finish on this subject because it's an important one. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I'm profiling the difference between liberals and conservatives when it comes to neighborhoods and housing and things like this. Here's the deal. As a kid growing up, I knew poverty. There were a friend, my relatives who lived worse than I did, lived in the projects. My aunt and uncle lived in the projects. What was it? New Light Village, I think is what it was called. I'm trying to remember. But it was a project. And we'd go over there and stay with them. And it was no different than where I lived, which was lower middle class. But it wasn't the projects. But I knew what it was like to be poor. And I knew I didn't like you know, we're going over and seeing the projects. And I mean, I enjoy playing with my cousins and all that, but I was like, man, this is too little of a house for this many people. I remember thinking this. So I get up to a certain strata, and I don't want anybody from the projects. If you earn your way to where I'm at, congratulations. We can shake hands. And by the way, I don't care whether you were a Guatemalan midget, you were another brother, or you were a white person. When you got into my strata, we shared that commonality. That became one of our character traits, okay? I think many people know what I'm talking about. Speaking of me, this is Kevin Jackson, listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com. And if you want to give me a buzz on your circumstances, I'd love to hear it, 844-551-8255. So, you know, I fought to get to a certain level. Right now, I've seen a whole new level. I'm not kidding you. And I want to get up to that level. Not for any other reasons than just I love the comfort that I feel when I'm in some of my friends' homes and I'm like, wow, that's the way to build a house, right? I got a buddy, he's not that rich, but he's done well, works for Intel, and he's built beautiful homes for himself and his family, and they're always custom fit to their lives. And I think that's the way you should live. So I want to get to that strata. I don't want to go where, okay, here's your bedroom, there's your bathroom, I want to say I want an ensuite in every room. I want a nice game room. I want a recording studio that I don't have to worry about noise and idea. I want things that fit my lifestyle. So that's what we do. But conservatives, we work to get to where we say, okay, there are people out there, you know, working on their cars. It's too loud in my neighborhood, or I don't, you know, they litter, or they, you know, it's the riffraff. It's too much crime. Boom, I'm going to get up to here. In California, they go, we don't care where you go. We don't care how much money you spend. We will put a homeless encampment there. And that's what's happening in Venice right now. So anyway, moving on with this article, it says Sleepless in Seattle and community producer Gary Foster, if you remember the movie Sleepless in Seattle, Gary Foster, who moved to the area 2 years ago from Westwood, and works with a homeless advocacy group to people concerned, says he was surprised by the number of residents who expressed exasperation with, if not outright disdain, for the transient population. And here's what he says. They tend to be liberal. They want to do good in the world, but they're balancing their beliefs with how that might impact the value of their real estate. See, that's the difference. With me, I'm going to tell you right now, I have nothing but sympathy for the homeless. Nothing but. But trust me, you don't get to come into my neighborhood after I've earned my way to it. I'm willing to go to the soup kitchens. I'm willing to help you get housing. I'm willing to help you figure out how to get yourself out of your situation. But you're not bringing your situation to me. Leftists pretend, oh, no, we want to help the homeless. We want to do this, that, and the other. And then they become conservatives. And it seems mean, but it's not mean. I've earned my way. They don't have the guts to say, I've earned my way. I'm not dealing with that. I will do everything I can to help. It may seem like a fine line, but it's clear as night and day. So liberals just need to be more real in their optimism and, you know, in their activism. They need to say, hey, look, I'm willing to help, but you can't come and ruin it for me. I'm willing to say that. I think that's the difference. Anyway, says there are actually residents advocating driving the homeless out of Venice, shipping them off somewhere, which is such a proto-fascist move, says television writer Evan Dunsky, 27-year resident of the area. And then what? Do we have to build a wall around Venice? That's what really caught me in this story. The idea of, do we need to build a wall to keep them out? Yeah, you do. Yeah. They're called gated communities. That guy who's getting his tires slashed, who's had his tires slashed on his Land Rover 6 times, would have a lot fewer issues with that if he lived in a gated community, if there were a wall. And this is where these guys are going. The very people who would decry Donald Trump's wall are the very people who are going to be advocating for a wall of their own. They go on to say this. Venice is now home to the largest concentration of homeless anywhere on LA's west side, with nearly 1,000 non-domiciled people. That's what they call them, non-domiciled. During the past 18 months, several encampments have swelled in more residential areas where homes can easily sell for eight figures and up. Tents, many of them equipped with mini refrigerators, cupboards, televisions, and heaters, vie with pedestrian traffic. In other words, you're weaving along the way through these tents. Now, I want you to understand how dangerous this is. Would you let your children go play in an area like this? Would you want to go for a jog like that? Do yourself a favor. Google homeless in L.A., the videos, and watch people in cars taking you down the lane in a city where there's houses on the left worth millions of dollars, and they're driving down an alley, what looks like an alleyway or a dirt road, and it's just tent city. And look at the trash. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about actual trash that's thrown anywhere. These people, I can't even imagine what the smell is like in these places. And bordering this are people who have multi-million dollar homes, careers, and just how are you going to sell that? I mean, you put your money, the majority of people's biggest asset is their home. That's where they have put their fortune. And but for the record, I don't care about these LA people. I think these homes are overpriced, and you know, most of them need to get, we need a day of reckoning on behalf of them. But I'm just saying, for the average person, would you want to do this? Would you want to live next to that? They say residents who live near the encampment say mail regularly goes missing, break-ins have jumped, hypodermic needles and human waste are appearing on sidewalks and at local playgrounds. Residents have complained to police about harassment, even physical assault. There is more of a criminal problem than a homeless problem, says one resident who lives next to the so-called Frederick Camp, adjacent to the Penmar Golf Course. There are crime problems in Venice, concedes Mike Bonin, whose council District 11 includes Venice Beach. Bonin has come under increased criticism for his handling of the homeless crisis by Venice residents displeased with his support of a measure to introduce a massive $5 million transitional housing project in the city. At the same time, Bonin says, I cannot accept the idea that there is an inextricable link between crime and homelessness. It's wrong. It's not backed up by data, and it leads to bad policy. That's leftism at its finest. Venice has increased its crime. It's also increased its homeless. He says there's no data. No, there's only observational data from the very people who've lived there for years telling you, look, we didn't have this stuff before. We have it now. This is a change. But he doesn't want to believe it. This is why I love to dissect leftism. Because, as I said, it's crushing itself. It's common sense as to what's happening here. Here's the other piece that cracks me up. If they built a wall, this crime rate would drop dramatically. If they enforce laws for vagrancy and help these people transition and really got a system in place that says, why are you out here? And let's figure it out. They could get it figured out. Now, I'm not telling you there's a one size fits all and there's a pill that's going to solve it, but I do know this. All these liberal policies that have led to it, they've come over decades. And do you think they're fixing them? No. They're just putting Band-Aids on bullet holes. And so now these residents who think of themselves as the most tolerant, loving people on the planet are having to deal with their problems. Do you think they're going to get sympathy from me? So they've got all kinds of issues. They're fighting over who's causing the crime and all this. But they say as the problem worsens, homeowners are banding together to try to reclaim patches of sidewalks in an effort to deter future encampments. At the corner of bulky wood planters have hogged much of the sidewalk. These planters emerged mysteriously 2 months ago outside a Staples office supply store. Oh, man. Gotta love it, folks. Liberalism killing itself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.